I think that's it for all of the announcements this morning.
Introducing this morning, dropped off in a luxurious limousine that he paid for with his dad's credit card from a gated community in Beverly Hills, California, and a house made of solid gold, the privileged one, Dwight Kidd.
Hey, wait, stop the music. Stop. Hey, Dwight Kidd. You're welcome to be part of our youth rally, but you can't just come in here and interrupt the entire service with your entrance, all right? If you're going to stay, you're going to have to play by the rules like everybody else.
Well, I do want to be a part of the youth rally, but I don't want to play by the rules. I want to show up late, have a bad attitude, not participate, and if I want, complain about everything.
Oh, really? Is that all?
No, that's not all. I also want a date, even though I don't have a job, I haven't even graduated high school, and I'm not even close to being ready for marriage.
Well, unfortunately, we can't allow you to do that, all right? Like I said, you're welcome to stay if you're going to fix your attitude. But if you're going to have a bad attitude, then you're going to have to go.
Well, I just think that's unacceptable because I walk in here fully decked out in my gay apparel, but yet, for some reason, I'm treated just the same as all these peasants.
Well, I would agree with you that those shorts are pretty gay, but that's not really what the Bible says. I mean, have you ever even read the Bible?
Of course I've read the Bible. I've made it halfway through Genesis like 50 times. Yeah, that's right. But anyway, isn't this whole thing about competition? Aren't these two teams, Spatula and Attila the Hun, competing against each other?
Well, yeah. I mean, I just got done announcing that there's going to be a lot of competitions at the Next Generation Youth Rally. We're going to have a lot of games and stuff like that.
Okay, well, in that case, I'd like to challenge you to a competition. And if I win, I get to stay with my bad attitude. But if you win, then I guess I'll stay and submit to my God-given authority.
Well, you know, I'm always up for some clean competition. And, you know, I'm always ready to compete in something like that. And since I'm fairly confident that I can probably beat you at pretty much anything, I will accept your challenge, all right? So what were you thinking? What do you have in mind?
Well, I'm glad you threw out the word clean because I think that I will challenge you to a poker game.
Well, Dwight Kidd, I'm a Christian, and I'm a Baptist. I don't play poker.
Oh, okay, excuse me. Well, how about blackjack?
How about Uno?
Never mind. How about I challenge you to a dance-off competition?
No, remember, I'm a Baptist. We don't dance.
Okay, all right, then that's fine. I will challenge you to see who can eat a Jell-O Coliseum the fastest.
We're already doing that tonight.
All right, okay. Well, then, you know what? I'm going to challenge you to a professional wrestling match. And that's only a slight disadvantage for you, seeing that I am actually a semi-professional wrestler.
Well, you must be, since you bring your agent and your announcer with you everywhere you go. But, you know, I think there's nothing wrong with some good old-fashioned American wrestling.
Well, I don't think you understand exactly what type of wrestling I'm talking about. Have you ever heard of somebody named The Rock?
Yes, I've heard of The Rock, The Rock of Ages.
No. Have you ever heard of Stone Cold Steve Austin?
I've heard of Stone Cold Pastor Steve Anderson.
No, not him. Have you heard of Randy the Macho Man Savage?
Are you talking about Pastor Thompson?
No, whatever. Let's just wrestle, but where could we wrestle?
Hey guys, excuse me, sorry. I can't help but overhear your conversation, considering you're having it in front of the entire youth rally with mics on. But anyway, this morning I was snooping through one of the staff guy's offices, you know, no particular or suspicious reason at all. And I couldn't help but notice there's actually a giant wrestling ring in the fellowship hall. And for another really strange reason, I actually woke up and I felt compelled to wear my referee shirt. So I was thinking that tonight after the evening service, you two could wrestle in the fellowship hall at the Next Generation Youth Rally WrestleMania I mean, Roman numeral one.
All right, Dwight Kidd, you're on. I accept your challenge. I'll see you tonight. But we have to get back to our service now, okay?
Will Dwight Kidd learn his lesson tonight and finally fix his bad attitude? Will Pastor Jimenez be able to lay the smack down that this rebellious teen so desperately needs? Find out tonight at the end of the first evening service of the Next Generation Youth Rally.
All right, guys, sorry about that.
Hey, I thought that guy was your announcer.
He also freelances as a narrator.
Oh, nice. Good for him.
All right, sorry about that interruption.